And now to a man crossing a different border.
I dropped my luggage before the immigration desk in San Salvador, pulled a 10 out of my wallet, and placed it beside my passport. I was tired, and I was feeling old.
Novelist and day-to-day contributor Marcos McPeak Villatoro.
The agent read my last name. "Are you Salvadoran?" he said. "Well, yeah, from my mother, but Dad's a gringo from Tennessee, and I was born in California, so here's my U.S. passport and $10. Too worn out to enjoy the fact that I was in my mother's home country. I just wanted to get behind my hotel TV and a drink. He said, "I'm going to interview you." I answered his questions. "Mother, Amanda del Carmen Reyes Osegueda Maravilla de Villatoro. Born November 16, 1927, in Berlin, San Miguel. Migrated to the U.S. at age 17. He stamped my passport. "You don't have to pay the tax," he said. "You're Salvadoran." That got me all gushy inside, but he didn't let up. "Why haven't you gotten your Salvadoran passport?" I buckled. He just didn't stop. When I said, "What, I can become a Salvadoran citizen?" he said, "You're not listening to me, son. You are a Salvadoran citizen. As far as we're concerned, you always were." Pura vida. I started crying right there. All the immigration workers gathered behind the agent's desk and smiled. "Ay, look at the Salvi gringo. He's crying for his patria." Some have wondered, why? Why rush to the Salvadoran consulate the moment I return to Los Angeles? Are you planning to move soon? Are you going native on us? These questions and worries have come from both my Latino and non-Latino friends. It's all about terruño, that beautiful word which means something like birthland. I wasn't born in El Salvador, but as I grew up, the child of an immigrant, listening to Mama's stories from the old country, then moving back to that region as a young man, I believe El Salvador got reborn in me. At the consulate, we talked about my mother's homeland. "Yes," they corrected me, "but also your homeland. You have two countries." The joy almost frightened me, as though I had not been born in San Francisco, but rather the outskirts of Ilopango. Terruño. I'm 46 years old. I'm feeling it, the torpor of the daily grind. Midlife crisis, some might call it. Hell, that's exactly what it is. But instead of going out and buying a Porsche, I'm standing before the General Consul of the nation of El Salvador, and I'm crying, as though something in me got young again.
Contributor Marcos McPeak Villatoro is the author of the Romelia Chacon crime fiction series. He teaches English at Mount St. Mary's College in Los Angeles.